Penguin Random House Audio presents Save Me the Plums, My Gourmet Memoir. This is the author, Ruth Reichel. For Lori Ochoa, who has made every writer she's ever worked with look better, and Jonathan Gold, who blazed a path for an entire generation of food writers, I couldn't have done it without you. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox, and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me. They were delicious. So sweet and so cold. William Carlos Williams, This Is Just to Say. Author's note. For almost 70 years, Gourmet magazine chronicled American food, and it has an important place in our shared history. I can't know what the magazine meant to you, but if you're reading this, I assume Gourmet touched your life. This is the story of how it shaped mine. Chapter 1, Magic Door. I was 8 years old when I first found the magazine, sitting on the dusty wooden floor of a used bookstore. My father was a book designer who enjoyed the company of ancient volumes, and he often took me on book hunting expeditions around New York, leaving me with a pile of vintage magazines while he went off to prowl among the dark and crowded shelves. That day, I picked up a tattered old issue of Gourmet, enchanted by the cover drawing of a majestic swordfish leaping joyfully from the water. This looked nothing like the ladies' magazines my mother favored, with their recipes for turkey divan made with cans of mushroom soup or pot roast topped with ketchup. And I opened it to find the pages filled with tales of food in faraway places. A story called